1 Corinthians chapter 2, looking at verses 1 through 5. Here in the Bible, Paul is reminding the Corinthians that his own speaking, his knowledge, his wisdom did not bring them to Christ, that their faith was in Christ alone. And Paul demonstrated the Spirit and the power, and that's the title of our message this morning. And I pray that we can learn from this example the simplicity of the gospel of Jesus Christ that we possess. And because of that, how simple it is to bring forth God's word in the way of witnessing. So let's look at this, 1 Corinthians 2, starting in verse 1. Paul here speaking, saying, "And I, brethren, when I came to you, came not with excellency of speech or of wisdom, declaring unto you the testimony of God. For I determined not to know anything among you, save Jesus Christ and him crucified. And I was with you in weakness, and in fear, and in much trembling. And my speech and my preaching was not with enticing words of man's wisdom, but in demonstration of the Spirit and of power, that your faith should not stand in the wisdom of men, but in the power of God." The title of our message this morning is Demonstration of the Spirit and of Power. Let's pray. Heavenly Father, dear Lord, how grateful we are, Lord, for this local church, Lord, that we can gather together, Lord, and hear your word preached. Lord, how grateful we are for the men who have stepped in during this time of pastor's absence for the well-deserved break. And Lord, I just pray that you be with him and his wife, Lord, as they travel back to New Zealand very soon. Lord, that you'd keep them safe and, Lord, deliver them unto us once again. Thank you, Lord, for the ones who can be here this morning. Lord, we just pray for conviction. Lord, we pray for a change of heart. Lord, I pray that we'd be doers of your word, not hearers only, that, Lord, that we'd take heed to what we hear. Lord, we thank you, love you now, in Jesus' name. Amen. So starting there in verse 1, let's read, it says, "And I, brethren," this is Paul once again speaking, "when I came to you, came not with excellency of speech or of wisdom." Paul proclaimed Christ to Corinth, but it wasn't with excellency of speech or with wisdom. But he humbly knew that he had to declare the testimony of God. And that is our first point. He was an humble-minded when he was sharing the gospel to them. He knew it did not come down to the words or the wisdom of himself, which is explained further in verse 2. Paul chose instead to declare the testimony of God. And the application to us as the church today is that when we share the gospel, which I pray we do, we're commanded to, that we ought to be humble, that we know it is nothing on our part. It's not our words. It's not our wisdom that saves. Jesus saves. Amen. We know this. And this should encourage us. In context of the rest of the passage, Paul's decision, he determined, based on his understanding, his excellent speech, which he does have, it didn't save. Jesus saves. He declared the testimony of God, but not with excellency of speech or of wisdom. Let's look at an example of this found in Exodus. Exodus chapter 4 and verse 10. I'm sure we all know where we're going with this. We're speaking of Moses. Moses here is saying unto the Lord, "Lord, I am not fit for the task you've set before me. Lord, I am not fit to speak on your behalf." Exodus 4:10. But the Lord answers Moses. He says, "I am in control of your mouth. I will be your mouthpiece." And confirming that the Lord will speak through us, if we let him, when the opportunity arises and is given, in the workplace, at school, or wherever it may be, that we have no excuse now. Let's look at this, Exodus 4, and in verse 10. And Moses said unto the Lord, "O my Lord, I am not eloquent, neither heretofore, nor since thou hast spoken unto thy servant, but I am slow of speech and of a slow tongue." Comparing this to our scripture in 1 Corinthians, Paul made the decision deliberately. He deliberately did not approach Corinth with excellency of speech, with eloquent speech. Moses here, in our passage of Exodus 4, is pleading, this is the reason why I cannot be used for you, Lord. But if we put this together, let's look at how the Lord responded to Moses in verses 11 and 12. If we're still there, the Bible says, and the Lord said unto him, who hath made man's mouth? Or who maketh the dumb or deaf? Or the seeing or the blind? Have not I the Lord? Now therefore go, and I will be thy mouth and teach thee what thou shalt say. Moses had to, forgive me for this mic, Moses had to rely on the Lord for what he was going to say. Paul made the decision to deliberately not approach Corinth with excellent or eloquent speech. Moses pleading this is the reason he cannot be used, and now Paul saying he's deliberately not going with this excellent speech. But the Lord is in control of our mouth. And what we're trying to get across today is this is how we ought to approach the unsaved. We know that our speech, our wisdom, is not going to save souls. If you're saved here today, you heard the gospel preached in its simplicity. And that is the point of this entire message. We heard the word of God preached in simplicity. And we now, looking at Moses, we don't have an excuse. I'm sorry, Christian, we're commanded in Matthew. We have an ultimate goal, which is to preach the gospel to every living creature. The Bible says it, we can't argue with it. But now, looking at Moses, we don't have an excuse. Paul was saying he deliberately went to Corinth this way. And I pray if we do have the opportunity to share the gospel, and I pray we do, we take opportunities, that we don't do it with our words of wisdom. For we know all we have to do is declare the testimony of God. Jesus Christ is the one who saves. And that is our second point we see back in our passage of 1 Corinthians 2. So if you're still in Exodus, turn back there with me. Let's look back at 1 Corinthians chapter 2, looking at verse 1, where it says, declaring unto you the testimony of God. Paul came as a witness to Corinth, declaring the testimony of God. And it wasn't Paul's testimony of God, but God's testimony of himself. It was the cross that he was bringing forth. It is Jesus Christ. Let's look at it in 1 Corinthians 2:2, just a verse down. For I determined not to know anything among you. This is a decision he's making once again. Save or accept Jesus Christ and him crucified. Paul made a decision. I determined not to display his knowledge about anything at all, but for Jesus Christ and his crucifixion. He knew this had to be the emphasis. His words was not going to save. His wisdom wasn't going to save. This book saves. The person of Jesus Christ is the one who saves. He was simply demonstrating the Spirit, demonstrating the power of God. He didn't cater also to what his audience wanted. He already knew that the Jews requested a sign and the Greeks seek after wisdom. The Bible says this in 1 Corinthians 1:22. We don't need to turn there. For the Bible says, for the Jews require a sign and the Greeks seek after wisdom. But this is what Paul's decision was. I determine. This is what I'm going to give them. And it is Jesus Christ crucified. This is what he was going to preach. And this is the simplicity of the gospel. We have no excuse. If we're saved today, we were saved because of Jesus Christ. And that is all we need to give them. This is the example that we can get from Paul. Let's look at this further. Philippians 3 and in verse 8. Philippians 3 and in verse 8. From Paul's perspective, nothing else mattered except for Jesus Christ. Paul sacrificed a lot, and those prior glories counted as dung, it mentions in this verse. All that mattered to Paul was Christ. And in light of this passage and in this message in 1 Corinthians, Paul knew that Christ is what needed to be presented in Corinth. Let's look at this, Philippians 3:8. Yea, doubtless, and I count all things but loss for the excellency of the knowledge of Christ Jesus my Lord, for whom I have suffered the loss of all things and do count them but dung, that I may win Christ. All that mattered was Christ. This was the forefront and led to what was occurring here in 1 Corinthians. He made the conscious decision, lay aside his knowledge, his words, his wisdom. All he knew that he had to do was present Jesus Christ and him crucified. If we're going to be this demonstration of the Spirit in a dark and dying world, it is not going to be out of our excellent speech or wisdom. Praise God, I relate a lot to Moses because I do not have these things. But as the simplicity of the gospel of Jesus Christ, that is what Paul was getting across here to Corinth. And that is the simple gospel that we trusted in if you're saved here today. And if you're not, praise God, it's laid out for you today how simple it really is. We have no excuse now, Christian. This is our example. Turn back with me to 1 Corinthians 2:3. 1 Corinthians 2:3. Paul carries on to say that he even carried on in weakness and in fear and in much trembling. Let's look at this. And I was with you, this is Paul once again speaking, in weakness and in fear and in much trembling. Paul was weak at this point. He was fearful, much trembling when sharing the gospel at Corinth. And you know what? It was actually a good thing because it put the focus from him but onto Jesus Christ. That is what we're trying to get across this morning. The focus when sharing the gospel, we're just the avenue. We're just the vessel. When we pray that we hide behind the cross so that his word may go forth. That is what the point that Paul was saying here. Even in fear and weakness and trembling, it was actually a good thing because the word of God, of Christ dying on the cross, went forth. It carries on now, 1 Corinthians 2:4, and my speech and my preaching was not with enticing or persuasive words of man's wisdom. Paul reminded Corinth, his speech, once again, we're looping back, it wasn't with enticing or persuasive words. Paul, pastors, preachers, the goal is to never impress the congregation with enticing or persuasive words, with entertainments, with all these things that they bring forth, stories. We're not trying to impress, that's what he's trying to say. We're trying to give them the gospel. We're trying to give them Jesus Christ. And it's not with enticing words or of man's wisdom. His speech, his word that was proclaimed, it was powerful. It was clear. It was plain. It wasn't dressed up with eloquence. But most importantly, he let the word of God, which has the power, do the work. The Holy Spirit, the Word of God, is the one that is going to do the work in the life of this person. Not you. Get behind your cross, take up your cross daily, and let God speak through you. That is what we're trying to get across. And that is how simple it is. So we have no excuse. We don't need to have enticing words of man's wisdom. Praise God. That means I'm equipped to preach up here. We don't need these things. It is the simplicity of the gospel of Jesus Christ that needed to go forth. Let's look at 1 Corinthians 1:17. We should be already close by. So 1 Corinthians 1 and in verse 17. And in this verse it describes plainly that Paul made a decision again to die to self, to preach the gospel plainly, simply, without eloquent words, because the cross of Christ would otherwise have no effect. 1 Corinthians 1 and verse 17. For Christ sent me not to baptize, no, but to preach the gospel, not with wisdom of words, lest the cross of Christ should be made of none effect. Paul knew this. This is what I am here to do, to preach the gospel. But it wasn't with words of wisdom, wasn't with eloquent speech. It was to do it plainly and simply, so the cross would have an effect on their lives. We need to be hiding behind the cross daily, letting the word of God go forth. And don't allow our speech to become a hindrance to the gospel going out. 1 Corinthians 2:4 now. So we see it's not with enticing words of man's wisdom. All we're here to do, just as Paul was, is to bring forth Jesus Christ, Christ crucified. 1 Corinthians 2:4, but in demonstration of the Spirit and of power, and that is the title of our message this morning, that is all we're here to do. Preach the gospel by being a demonstration of the Spirit and of the power of God. Paul's job was to preach, but the Holy Spirit was the one who was going to convict and change the heart. His preaching, while enticing or persuasive, maybe, but it was the power of the Spirit that would do the work. Amen. But us as men, when we've been standing up here, we realize that is not what our words were saying. It's what the Word of God was saying. This is where the power is. So when you have the opportunity to give it out, get your wisdom, get your excellency of words away from it. There is no part, for all we need to do is give them the gospel. That is what they need to hear. And this is what Paul was so plainly saying. I'm hiding behind my cross, and I'm giving them the gospel. That is what they need. He's being a demonstration of the Spirit and of the power of this book. And I'd urge you today, if you've ever said just like Moses, Lord, I cannot be used. My words, I don't have the right words, Lord. You don't understand. I am but a young child. I'm just an older person. Whatever group you fit in, sorry, we know all we have to do is give the gospel. Give this book. The Holy Spirit will do the work in the life. Don't make any excuses. All we have to be is a demonstration. And lastly, from 1 Corinthians 2:5, I won't keep you long this morning. 1 Corinthians 2:5, back in our main passage, where the Bible says, 1 Corinthians 2:5, that your faith should not stand in the wisdom of men, but in the power of God. We're studying the distinctives during the Sunday school hour of what we believe in this church. And that is the authority of the Word of God. It is at the center or the heart of this. We know that preaching centered on the wisdom of men around emotion, once again around entertainment, does not yield the right response. We're here, we come on a Sunday to hear the Word of God preached. Many churches, pastors, and preachers have forgotten this. And we wanted to go back to the basics this morning and see, is the gospel of Jesus Christ that saves? If nothing else, if you forget everything today, this is all we need. This is what this church is based upon. And aren't you grateful for a pastor who preaches God's word? Many do not have that privilege. But we praise the Lord, and that in our church, we come week on week, and we hear the word of God preached. That is where the power is. And Paul understood this when he went to Corinth, that the power was in the word of God. It was on Christ dying on the cross. And Christian, I pray that encourages you, that when we go out, whether you're a preacher, whether you're a teacher, whether you're just in a workplace or in a school, you have the opportunity to bring forth God's word. And all you have to do is bring them this book. You don't need eloquent speech. God, as Moses was commanded, he's going to be with you. He is going to be your mouthpiece. All you have to do is give the word of God. Because we know the verse, Romans 10:17. So then faith cometh by hearing, and hearing by the word of God. Amen. That is what Corinth needed to hear. That is what the unsaved in this dark and dying world needs to hear. This is an encouragement. Christian, we have work to do. They need Christ. but hide behind the cross and give them this book. That's all you need to do. And we'll close with one verse. Let's look at it, 1 Thessalonians 2:13. 1 Thessalonians 2:13. I've been taught by a great pastor to have short preaching. 1 Thessalonians 2:13. Paul expresses here his unceasing gratitude that the Thessalonian Christians had responded with faith when he had preached to them. They accepted that what he said was God's written word and not the word of men. Paul understood that the word of God had taken hold of their lives and they were bearing spiritual fruit. Let's look at this. 1 Thessalonians 2:13. For this cause also thank we God without ceasing. He's thankful. Because when ye received the word of God, which ye heard of us, ye received it not as the words of men, but as it is in the truth, the word of God, which effectually worketh also in you that believe. When they heard, they understood it wasn't because of what the men preached, what the men were saying. They understood it was because of God's word. And that is the simplicity of the gospel preached here to Corinth from Paul. And I pray that's the simplicity of the gospel that we give out. That's all we need to do. We have a command to go forth and preach the gospel to every living creature. We can't hide, Christian. We can't say we don't have the right words. Paul deliberately said, I'm going to put aside these things and I'm going to give them the word of God. And I pray when we leave here today, when the opportunity arises, that we give them the gospel, that we are demonstrating the power that we have. Let's pray at our close in a word of prayer. Heavenly Father, dear Lord, how grateful we are, Lord, for the simplicity of your word, for the simplicity of the gospel. Lord, how grateful that we can take this example here of Corinth with Paul, Lord, where he understood that that is what they needed to hear. That, Lord, that we have no excuse, just as Moses said, but, Lord, that you'll be our mouthpiece. That, Lord, all we need to do is give them the gospel, the saving gospel of Jesus Christ dying on the cross. And Lord, I just pray that you make this ever so personal for everyone in this room, that Lord, that they would leave knowing you as Christ as Savior, that Lord, that we have work to do in this dying world. Lord, I pray that if the opportunity arises, Lord, that you open these doors, that Lord, that we'd hide behind the cross, Lord, we'd hide behind our words, our wisdom, and Lord, simply give the gospel of Jesus Christ. We love you and thank you now in Jesus.